Both God and the unbelieving world are looking for the same thing. I think they're also not looking for the same thing. First, what God and the unbelieving world are not really looking for are arguments and excuses. We find really the whole book of Job is a big argument. If we remember right back at the beginning, the whole book comes down to an argument between Satan and God in this story. Satan telling the Lord that he's not going to find anyone who's going to be faithful to him, and the Lord putting forth the person of Job. And what we see in this first reading is Job realizing that he can't argue with God. He can't argue with God. And in fact, God is not looking for excuses or arguments from Job. And we see the same thing happening in our gospel today when Jesus puts forth his call for discipleship, and what he's met with are excuses and arguments. We find this is not what Jesus is looking for. I mentioned that I think that the unbelieving world around us is also not really looking for excuses and arguments from disciples of Jesus. What is God looking for? What is Jesus looking for? And I would put forth what the unbelieving world or those who were called to evangelize are actually looking for. All three, I think, are not looking for arguments or excuses, but they're looking for a witness. The world, God, and God through Jesus is looking for a witness. Who's going to be an authentic follower? Who's going to remain a faithful witness through uphills and downs of life? I think this is one of the beautiful things we see about through the book of Job, which takes the whole form of a big argument between God and Satan, or between all of Job's friends, or even at times Job and the Lord. We see that what God is really looking for and what's really going to convince a world of the love of God is not a knockdown argument. Sometimes that's helpful. Certainly not excuses, but only a witness. So today we're called to be a witness to our faith. That's what Jesus is calling forth from us. It's also what the world is looking for.